thank God for this opportunity that the Lord has given me again to bring His word. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, is it not? Praise God. It's always a blessing to be in His presence and having the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Can you please set right your this one? Because I don't want any disturbance in the middle that distracts me. Yeah. Today, I just wanted to bring some thoughts and teachings on God's will. Well, how many of you feel that God's will is important in our life? Is it not? Yes. And when we know God's will, and then we obey and do that, we please God. So in God's will, that is an act. And what was that act? Obedience. In God's will, there is an act we have to do. That is called obedience. So it's very important that we have to be in God's will. In Psalms 143 and verse 10, it says, Psalmist says here, I think it's better we all can read aloud, yes, so that, yeah, it's a kind of a prayer that Psalm is doing it. So it's better we all read this verse, okay? Teach me to do your will, for you are my God, your spirit is good, lead me in the land of uprightness. What a wonderful, wonderful verse that is. The psalmist says, David says, it's a prayer. He's asking the Lord. He says, teach me to do your will. That's it's a complete surrender to the Lord. It's not my will, Lord, but your life, your will in my life. Now, it's very easy to pray, it's very easy to teach, it's very easy to talk, but it's very hard to do it in practical life. Because always we want to do according to our own will and style and time. But God's time is different, God's ways are different, and God's methods are different. So as believers, we really need to know the will of God. And not only that, what he's trying to say is, he says, teach me. And also he wants to, his heart should be trained. His heart should be submissive to know the will of God and do the will of God. That's how our prayer should be. That's how we need to ask the Lord, what's your will in my life, Lord? And as we proceed, then we will know about it. Because the thing is, we need to obey someone in our life. and we are obeying someone in our life, in day-to-day life. You're obeying to someone. And in Romans chapter 6 verse 16 says, can you put that on the screen, please? Romans 6 and 16, yeah. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? So, we are obeying to someone on day-to-day life, on day-to-day basis. But if we are obeying to sin, the Bible says the result is death. But if you are obeying to what? God, then it leads to righteousness. So as children of God, as believers, every day we have to put a question to whom we are obeying. Sometimes it's very difficult to obey. You can't understand, or you don't like it. But still, what we need to know is if it's God's will, whether we like it or not, we got to obey it. We also see in John 4:34. Now, this one. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Now, these are the words of Jesus, the Son of God. When he himself is saying that his food means that his work or whatever the commitment in his day-to-day life is to fulfill the will of his Father on the earth. Now, if Jesus has committed himself to that, we are redeemed by his blood. He is our Savior. And he is in us. He is living in us by Spirit. And how much we need to obey the Father. And his will. Jesus committed himself totally to do the will of God and nothing else. That's why he spends more time on praying with the Lord, having fellowship with the Lord. And then he comes out because he knows, because he had a fellowship with the Lord, and he knows what his Father wants him to do. And that whole day, he's going to do that. And without God, without the will of his Father, he doesn't want to do anything else. Just to please people or anyone else. He made up his mind only to please God, his Father. So how much then we are? We are in a busy life. We have to, every day we just get up, we run, we eat, we run, we have to go to work, we have to go to supermarket, we have to go and leave the children. There are so many commitments and responsibilities in our life. And sometimes these things are overruling over on us that we are just moved out. So we have to know the will of God in our life. That's why. To know the will of God, the first thing is we have to have a proper fellowship with our Father, with our Savior. unless we don't have a proper relationship with our Father, how does He know what is the will He has got in your life and in me? So it's very, very important that we develop a personal relationship on day-to-day basis. And not only that, I'm not mocking, I'm not criticizing, I'm just trying to explain to you. It's not that just we have a prayer in the morning, just read the Bible morning, then we go to work, then come in the evening, and then you again read or hear a song, and then say, Father, I'm very tired, so I want to go to bed quickly, so amen. No, that's right, you're tired. But the thing is, a close relationship throughout the whole day. As you walk, as you work. When I am working, what I do is, I try to shut down my ears so that I don't hear what other people are talking. Because, see, I am a believer, but I am working in a secular workplace where you can't expect everyone to be in their spiritual standard how you are. You see? So, there is a danger that you say, oh, I am a child of God, oh, this man is sinner, he is talking that. We are likely to criticize and condemn. So what I do is I just switch off my ears, so whatever they talk, it doesn't go into me. But I have my fellowship with the Lord, even as I am working. I just sing to myself. If sometimes I open my mouth and sing also, and they say, Ashra, oh, you got a good voice. I said, thank you. And sometimes whatever verse is coming into my mind, I just keep repeating it and saying it, but as I work. By that way, I don't hear any filthy things in my ear. At the same time, I don't open my mouth to criticize anyone. All my wish and all my ambition is to please the Lord. In every aspect, in every way of my life, I just want to please my God and nothing else. I wonder, even suddenly it came into my thought now, because in my lifetime I have experienced whatever I keep more important than whatever importance I give, other than God, it's been taken away from me. That I have experienced in my life, that time when I was a bachelor. So, when I got married to Emlyn, the first thought and first alarming came into my mind is, oh, whatever I keep before God, that's been removed from me. So I have to be very careful here. So what I did is, the day first we met after the marriage, after the wedding, the very first thing I spoke to my wife is this. I don't know whether she remembers. She's nodding her head. Because in that room, no one was there, only both of us. And before we go to bed, before we could go, when we were praying, and then I said, Emlyn, I want to tell you something. She said, what? Because she was also nervous, because some strange and new man, and it's in a dark room, and it's closed, it's locked, and I said, what do you want me to tell me? I said, I thank God that God has given you to me, as well as you should be also thankful, because you can't get a handsome, wonderful man like me. Yeah? Yeah? And then I said, don't put me or your children who are going to be born in front of, before God. Your first priority should be God. But if you keep me or your children before God, then He has got every right to take me out. The same way, if I keep you more important before God, then I may lose you, which I don't want to. So from that day, we have decided that should be followed. And thank God that we are able to follow that till today. In our life, we just want God. Whether it's in our personal life or a family life or whatever it is. And for everything, we seek the will of God. And that's why sometimes, even though we feel that our life is sometimes getting delayed or a little bit failure, but still we have the confidence that still we are in the will of the Lord. So, I also encourage you, in case if you are not gone into that experience, that you surrender totally to Him, know His will, and listen to Him. Because when God tells you to do something, just believe it. Don't try to reason it or try to understand it. If God tells you something, it's God who has told you, just listen. And you know what will be the result. Because God doesn't expect you to understand all His will. No, He never understands. He never expects. He knows who we are. He is our Creator. He knows. So if God tells you something, just say, yes, Lord. Not yes, Prime Minister. Yes, Lord. We should always be obedient to Him to listen to as well. Sometimes we really feel or wonder why our prayers are not being answered. It's not that, we should be honest, it's not that every time you get answer for whatever you pray. Sometimes you get your answers immediately. Sometimes you get it at a later stage. Sometimes you never get it. Now we can't question God why you didn't answer me. But you are in trust. You have to keep trusting Him whether you get an answer or you don't get an answer. Trusting Him, because He is the one who is leading you. He is the one who is guiding you. But the thing is, sometimes we also have to know that, because even though we have been saved and we are His believers, we are His followers, we are His disciples, sometimes we even still get stressed in our spiritual life. In that stage, we have to analyze ourselves and see why. Why He said. Maybe God would have asked us to do, God would have asked you to do something which you might have ignored or you might have obeyed partly. Maybe you might have obeyed 50% and the rest 50% is still pending. And that's why the circumstances is not changed, the situation is not changed, or you are being put to some kind of a failure or a frustration. It's only the thing is just sit and analyze, Lord, what you have told me, have I done it or not? Have I obeyed you or not? It's not only knowing the will of God, but also we have to do the will of God. That's more important. We will say, oh, this is God's will. Yes, fantastic. But what about the next part? Have you obeyed it? When you obey, then you please Him. Because whatever he has told you, he have done it. So it is now you have got every right to get the things from him. So, we need to obey him. And God doesn't expect us to say, oh, you keep obeying all my commandments and everything. But he enables us, through his Holy Spirit, he is helping us through his Holy Spirit to follow his instructions, follow his commandments. If he does not help you through the Holy Spirit, then he is not a just God. Are you able to understand me what I'm saying? Because you're too calm. Yeah? Is it too serious for you? Or is it encouraging you? No. It's not encouraging you.
It's not serious.
Okay, that's fine. I hope this is encouraging you. Because I have a script, but I'm not able to follow the script here, whatever I've written, because I know the Lord is directing me in. Praise God, hallelujah. Does God guides you every day? That's the question I want to put to you. When you get up in the morning, and then when you go back to your bed, have you ever thought about it? Did God guide me today? And whatever guidance that he has given to me, have I obeyed it? Does God really guide us? How many of you believe it? Praise God for it. God guides us movement by movement, every minute by minute. And I am speaking from the authority, authentic of the word. If you turn with me to Numbers chapter 9, verse 22 and 23. Whether it was 2 days, a month, or a year, am I right? Yeah. That the cloud remained above the tabernacle, the children of Israel would remain encamped and not journey. But when it was taken up, they would journey. At the command of the Lord, praise God. At the command of the Lord, they remained encamped, and the command of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord at the command of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Here we see the Israelites being guided by a cloud and a fire in the night. Now this cloud and this fire is with the accordance of the God's will and God's order. Whenever the cloud lifted up, what they are supposed to do? They are supposed to journey. And whenever the cloud rested, they have to camp there. So, what we are able to learn from this is, every moment and in every situation and every minute, the presence of the Lord was with Israelites and he was guiding them. if God can do them for them in the desert, why can't he do it for you and me in our day-to-day life? Though you don't have to look for a cloud or a fire on top of you, because while you're crossing, if you just keep like this, the road, it's all good. That's why he has given us the Holy Spirit. He has given us the Holy Spirit. He's indwelling in you. He's speaking to you. He's encouraging you. And he's chastising you. It's not, he's always not, you're, no. Sometimes he will give you. Yeah? That's good. That's good for us. So he was guiding. He was guiding them. If he can guide them, why can't he guide you and me? How many of you like or really eagerly waiting that God should guide you in every day of your moment? It's the heart that we say, oh, I need that. I need your guidance, Lord. I want in everything, in every aspect, in every situation, I need your guidance. I need yours. Because when, see, there's a verse in Proverbs. Man's ways are leading to death. Man's ways are leading to death. So that the thing is, God's ways is giving us life, but man's ways of his own, which leads us to destruction. So we have to submit and surrender to his ways, so that he is the one who guides us properly. If you turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. Verse 9 and 11. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What we see here, now Paul, he didn't even go to this place. He was not able to. He was mostly arrested. He was in the prison. But one of the pastors from this place, Colossians, I think his name is, it's okay, Epaphras or someone. He came with a report about the church to Paul. And his report was not a bad report. His report was a good report. He said that people are accepting Christ and they have taken the gospel and all those things he has given. And Paul was happy about it. But still, what we read here is in verse 9, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. They have received the gospel. A good report has come about the church. But still, what is bothering in Paul's heart is to pray for them, to do and to know the will of God and to do the will of God. The church needs to know the will of God and then exercise it. Do the will of God. In fact, there's the three points are there. He's praying for three things. One is the will of God and to be filled with the knowledge of God. Because what does it mean? You should be filled with the knowledge of God. You should be filled from your top of your head to the toe of your... So the thing is about what is the will of God. Your everyday talk, your everyday thought, your everyday action, everything should be according to the will of God. Do I sound righteous? Do I sound religiousistic? No. That's what the verse says. You should be filled by the knowledge of God. Sometimes I used to cry before the Lord because there's so much things going in our mind. What is today's date? Oh, I have to pay this bill. What is today's date? Oh, I have to pay this one. Oh, what I have to do this one? I have to go for this. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. There's so many things keep on bombarding. That's the weapon that the devil uses to stay for us to stay away from God. He's trying to bombard us from every side so that we are totally concentrating on our day-to-day life, on all our problems and other things. That is his secret weapon. But here Paul says, be filled with the knowledge of God so that you know what is his will and then you do it. It's not that just knowing it, but we have to do it. That's why... Then what he says is, first in verse 9 he says, to know the will of God, to be filled with the knowledge of God. And then in verse 10 he says, to walk worthy of Christ. When you know the will of God, and then you start acting, you start working on it, you are representing Christ in your life. When people see you, they should not see you, but they should see Christ in you. And the third thing he says is to possess the power of God. To possess the power of God. Because what is God's will? And when you want to obey and do it, you can't do of your own strength. You need the power of God. You need the Holy Spirit in your life. Without this power of God, nothing can be done. We need the power of God. We have received the salvation. His blood is sprinkled upon us. We have His Spirit in us. But what we need is to... The pushing is near. See, any vehicle, anything to move forward, you need a power. If it's not moving, there's no power in it, then it is in the garage. We have to live for Him as a valuable vessel for the Lord. He has paid a big price for us. He has paid a big price for us on the cross. That should not go away. His blood should not go waste. So we need, the first thing is we need to know the God's will and to be filled by His knowledge. And He leads us movement by His will. Whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever we think, God will involve us. If we accept ourselves to God's will, He will take control of us, and it will be a really blessing for other people also. In conclusion, I just wanted to ask you something. I don't know whether it's, but I don't want to preach over it. I just wanted to tell you, then if there is any answer, then you can come and tell me. Is it asking God's will? Is it right to ask God, if God has told you something to do, and then you go and ask God for a sign? Is it right? Oh, okay. It's wrong. I don't know. Okay, let me come a little bit closer. One second. Right. God told Gideon to do something, and that was God's will. And Gideon knows that is God's will. But still, he asked God for a sign. What was the sign? Fleece. I will put the fleece like this, and it should be wet, and the other should be dry. And the second time again, to reconfirm, he said, again I'm going to put another fleece, and this time this should be dry and the surrounding should be wet. Now, is it right when God says you are the one who is going to bring the deliverance, God says it's done, it's finished, there's no change in it? And then Gideon says, no, I'm just confirming it. If I do like this, I should see the result of this. If I do like this, then I will know what is God's will. Is it right? But still, God was so merciful with Gideon. He was helping him to come out of his doubt. I gave you the answer. He was able to help him to come out of the doubt. He said, okay, whatever you want to do, yes, okay man, I am here to help you out. But what I want to do is do my will. Amen. Sometimes we are like that. We say, is it God's will, right? What we need to do is, if it is God's will, read the Bible, spend time with him, and ask for his guidance instead of sign. That way God will be more pleased with you and he will guide you in the right way. In closing, are you living for God? Really living for him in every area of life. Living like he tells you to live. That's the question. Because we ought to live for the will of God. We ought to practice doing the will of God. Knowing the will of God is of no value until you have committed your life to do it. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, help us through your Holy Spirit to be obedient, to do your will in our day-to-day life, and to be as you want us to be. Help us to achieve things in life that you have wonderfully prepared for us. Help us, Lord, to obey you even if we don't understand what you ask us to do something. Let the Holy Spirit enable us to walk obediently before you in his strength and power. Amen. Amen. Amen.